Good morning, and thanks for getting up early to be with us today. I apologize, I'm not Susan Wood, unfortunately. She wishes she could be here, and I know she sends her regrets for getting stuck in Sandy this weekend. My name is Tishra Beeson, and as we mentioned, we're part of the research team at George Washington University Department of Health Policy, studying the delivery of family planning and reproductive health services in community health center settings. And to introduce us and our team here, I wanted to start by kind of giving a brief overview of what community health centers are, the program, and really the intent of our study. The FQHC system, Federally Qualified Health Centers, started in 1965 as a demonstration project out of the Office of Economic Opportunity, and they have since grown into a complex system of over 1,200 community health center organizations in 8,000 sites across the U.S. and territories, and serve approximately 20 million low-income and medically underserved patients. I also have nothing to disclose. Health centers served in 2010 about 4.5.4 million women of childbearing age. They actually represent the largest subpopulation of health center patients, and you can see the age distribution there. That number has actually doubled over the last decade, so we see some real potential for growth in the future, and especially with the Affordable Care Act, we know health centers will play a large role in serving a great number of patients over the coming years. We also know that for low-income women, financial difficulties tend to be the predominant barrier for accessing care across a multitude of services, but for childbearing age women, we believe family planning is one of those. So our study is a national study of the delivery of family planning services in health center settings. Our research has two arms. We did a national survey of health center organizations in 2011, and we also did some qualitative case studies to really get an idea of what the context and kind of the operating conditions of health centers in delivering these services. We did an original survey fielded in 2011 of nearly 1,000 community health center organizations. Our questions ranged from the scope of services that are provided to how care is delivered and organized, referral arrangements, and care coordination across multiple sites and multiple providers. Our unit of analysis is the practice site. We really wanted to know what was going on at the site level, mostly because a lot of health center data is collected and reported at the organizational or grantee level, and we wanted to know what was happening on the ground and in the sites. I mentioned we surveyed about just under 1,000 community health center organizations. We did some pretty extensive follow-up to gain, you know, a higher response rate, which we ended up about 44% or 423 survey respondents. Our respondent analysis shows that, for the most part, our survey respondents look very similar to our non-respondents, actually, with one exception, and that's size of the organization. Our respondents tend to be a little bit larger than our non-responders. So I'll go ahead and present some overview results, and I know my colleagues will have some to share a little bit later, but we see, first of all, that virtually all of our responders report that they provide one or more contraceptive methods, and this is really a function of their federal designation requirements that they provide voluntary family planning services. We were also very interested in knowing what is the typical set of family planning services that any given health center may provide. And so our data shows that the typical basket of services that a patient may be able to access at a community health center includes STI testing and treatment, oral contraceptive prescription or delivery, and also one additional contraceptive method. So when we refer to typical family planning services, that's the basket or set of services that we're referring to. And you'll see here that 87% of our respondents reported that they provide that basket of services. 51%, or just over half, provide typical family planning services, plus the provision of IUDs or implants. 52% say that they provide typical family planning services, plus the addition of oral contraceptives dispensed on site. And 36% provide typical family planning, plus IUDs and or implants on-site. And we'll talk a little bit more about the on-site versus prescription or referral a little bit later in our presentations. Health centers across the board report that they do a lot of STI testing and treatment, HIV testing, pregnancy testing. These are all services that health centers report that they do a lot of. We also wanted to kind of characterize the breadth or the scope of services that health centers provide, particularly with respect to contraceptive methods. And so what we did is we developed a composite index score based on the number of methods provided and also their on-site availability. We adapted this index from the list of CDC contraceptive methods and how they are categorized. And then we developed a scoring mechanism which allotted 1 point if the health center reported that that particular method was available, and then additional points if that method was available through dispensing or delivery at that particular site. We then used this index in a multivariate regression analysis to kind of characterize and describe factors that might be linked to a broader scope of method availability. And so this is our list of contraceptive methods and how we gave some scoring to health centers that reported these things. And you'll see the distribution. And our health center respondents, you can see, tends to be skewed to the right there, which may indicate that they report a fairly large number of methods available. Our analysis showed that health centers were more likely to provide broader or more comprehensive methods if they received dedicated family planning funding from the Title X program, if they were large or medium size, which may have something to do with the resources that they're able to allocate. If they were located in a urban or suburban setting, they tended to have broader method availability. And if they were located in the West region. Also, if they had an OBGYN on staff or family planning counselors on staff, they tended to have broader, a higher number of methods available. We want to talk a little bit about how health centers finance care, and one of those streams that tends to be really important to health centers is the Title X Family Planning Program. And among our respondents, 26% of health centers reported that their largest site receives Title X funding. And so we did some analysis to see what role does the Title X family planning money play in health centers' provision of these services. And you'll see that a higher proportion of health centers receiving Title X report that their largest site provides that typical basket of family planning services, 90% versus health centers without Title X, 85%. This is the same trend among a number of different services. So we see here typical family planning plus IUDs or implants, 64% of health centers with Title X funding provide this basket versus 47% of those without the funding. And this is similar among a host of different sets of services. On the left there, you'll see typical family planning services plus oral contraceptives on-site. A larger percentage of health centers with Title X funding are able to provide this versus the 44% of those without funding, and similar with IUDs and implants on-site. If you look across all of the contraceptive method categories, you can see very similar trends. And predominantly, if you look across all the categories, 52% of health centers with Title X funding are able to provide methods in each category versus only 27% of those without the funding. So to summarize, we know that the typical set of family planning services includes oral contraceptives and one additional method in addition to STI testing and treatment, but that the provision of higher cost methods like IUDs and implants tends to be less common among health centers. And we also know that dedicated funding specifically for family planning, such as Title X dollars, tends to make a difference and is associated with a broader range of methods that are available both on-site and through prescription. So I think now I will turn it over to my colleagues.